A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God."
Jesus knew from the beginning. Jesus knew that he would be abandoned. He knew all of the great crowds that were so enthralled with him that witnessed the great miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. That sought to make him king would desert him. He knew. The past few weeks we've been going through this chapter of John, the Bread of Life discourse. And now we have reached the critical juncture, if you will. This is difficult to accept. This is difficult to hear. For he has told them, that his flesh is real food and his blood is real drink. And if you do not eat his flesh and drink his blood, you do not have eternal life in you. This is a hard saying. Who can accept it? But as they turn from him, Jesus does not run after them saying, no, wait a second, you misunderstood. I wasn't really speaking literally. It was just a figure of speech. Like when I said, I'm the vine, and you're the branches, or I am the gate. Same thing, right? So please come back. No. Jesus doesn't temper it at all. He meant it. Literally. No, what he says is, does this shock you? Does this scandalize you? And all of these disciples go back to their former way of life. And they no longer walk with Jesus. And I think in probably one of the most poignant moments in the Gospels, Jesus turns to the 12 and he asks them, "Do you also want to live?" And I think that in Jesus' humanity, That must have been such a frightening question to ask. Looking at them, are they going to go too? Are they going to walk? And then he would have no one. But Simon Peter, the simple man, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You come to know and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. Where did Peter get that? Hundreds of people have just hit the exits. And I'm sure Peter is a little bewildered. What does he mean? I'm sure there's something in Peter saying, okay, that fishing wasn't a bad gig. I'll go back to that. But no, he makes this affirmation of faith. And it was an affirmation of faith. Peter could do that because he knew Jesus. He really knew Jesus. Jesus wasn't just some person he heard of or read about. Jesus wasn't some concept to him or an abstraction. No, Jesus was very real to him. And even though he could not completely comprehend, he knew who Jesus was. And knowing who Jesus is, knowing Jesus, he trusted him and believed. As Christians, maybe especially in this world right now, as Catholics, as Roman Catholics, what we believe, what we profess, these are hard statements. Who can accept it? Whether it be on the true nature of marriage, or respect of life, or openness to life, or the unique nature of the priesthood, or war, or poverty. These are hard things to accept, especially in a culture that does not accept them. And many in the church hear these things and they leave. Gone. But maybe even more stay. But in their minds, in their hearts, they've left. They've left. This works for me and that doesn't work for me. Okay. I can believe this, I won't believe that. For you and I to believe, to accept, to live, to testify, to witness, like Peter, like Simon Peter, we have to know Jesus.
You have to know Jesus. We have to take Him at His word. And we have to think in and through the Spirit and the person of Jesus. He says, really recognizing why they don't get it. So the flesh is of no avail. They were thinking just in their own human reason, what they could see, what was tangible right there to them. And Jesus is saying, if you think like that, you're not going to get it. You will not understand. For understanding our flesh, who we are, is imbued with the Spirit of Christ. We are not dualists, as if like the flesh and material is bad and the Spirit's good. No. No, they're integral to one another. And if we separate them, then we've got into such distortions and misunderstandings. No. They belong together. But Jesus is saying, think with me. Allow my Spirit to guide you. In the first reading, Joshua was taken over from Moses. Ask the people, who will you serve? Who will you serve? Who will you worship? Who or what will be your gods? He makes a declaration that he and his family will follow God. You and I get asked that. Every time we encounter the living Christ, every time we encounter those situations in our lives or teachings of the church or circumstances that are hard to understand, that don't make sense, and part of us wants to go, just go. Jesus asks us, do you also want to leave? Do you also want to leave? On that day, a little less than 2,000 years ago, Simon Peter had the courage and the faith to speak for the 12. Peter still speaks. Peter still speaks for the church. And Peter still speaks for us in this parish. Peter speaks for us. For in union with Peter, with the body of Christ, we say, we know, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We know and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. You are the Christ.